It's a great fortune. What is a great fortune for you? To be happy. What's a great fortune for you?
To be healthy,
to be with devotees, association
wise.
With...
To be wise.
To be wise, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pure.
Yes. And what is a great fortune, even if you are not healthy, even if you are not wise, even if you are not... Even if you are not happy... Even if you are not Krishna conscious yet, what's a great fortune? Even if you are a little bit away from Bhakti society, what's a great fortune? Yes, actually. That's a fact. To be born now, in this very interesting time, which is a Chinese curse, yeah, That's what you wish your enemies. I wish you to live in interesting times. It's a Chinese curse. It's definitely interesting. It's a great fortune that it's only 529 years ago that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Nimai Pandit, was born. Yes. Was present. Was traversing this earth. And because of this, the whole world is changing. And his devotees are spreading the mercy, are giving the mercy to everybody, both qualified and unqualified, everywhere. So, of course, some of us think that we are unqualified, and some of us think that we are qualified. No problem. But in both cases, you can get mercy. I remember some years ago, I had a friend in we were translating these books in Korsnäs Gard in Sweden. Some of you might have been there. This is North European BBT. Publisher of Vedic books, and I had a friend from Poland there. So he came and he said, he used to hang out in my room for some reason. He was, because I spoke Polish with him, maybe also. And I think he was an artist. Yes. And he said, Adi Purush, look, when we speak about, for example, Jesus Christ, we speak how he suffered for us, and he is giving different things. But when we speak about Krishna, we speak how he plays the flute, and how we can serve him, not what he can give us, but what we can give him. So he's saying, isn't it more attractive to have some, something is given to us, not that we give something to him? What do you think? What Srila Prabhupada give as the translation to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? There are many ways to translate. We have many acharyas, teachers, translating the Mahamantra in different ways. But... the main translation Srila Prabhupada gives to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, to this great prayer, which is the great blessing for everybody. What was the main translation? Radha Krishna, yes, and? Please engage us in your service. Yeah. So we do ask Krishna to give something, but to give what? To give his devotional service. Or in other words, basically we are asking not to give, but to take a devotional service from us. So, That's the definition of loving relationship. Yes, it's there is an exchange that you are giving. You are giving. You may not always be able to take something, but in every situation you can give something. And you can give your service. So this is what is a great fortune. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, every chapter begins with a beautiful verse. So I think that was a few days ago. I think it was you, right? You posted this. Katanchana Smrite Yasmin. Yeah? This beautiful verse from this part of Chaitanya Lila, which says, Katanchana Smrite Yasmin Dushkaram Sukaram Bhavet Vismrite Viparitam Syat Shri Chaitanyam Namamitam. I offer my respectful obeisances. 14.1. To Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by remembering whom we can easily do what is most difficult. And by forgetting whom, even easy things we cannot do. Even easy things become difficult. Do you have any difficult things in your life? Anybody has difficult things? You don't have. Well, you have 60 kilo barbell upstairs, no? But it's easy for you, right? So, now you know what to do to make difficult things easy. What do? Remember, Chaitanya, Gauranga, Nimai. That's what we do. And how do you remember? You can remember by chanting his name. You can remember by hearing about him. And you can remember by thinking about his pastimes. Would you like to be part of his pastimes? Which ones? You have to think carefully. All of them. In the end of this chapter describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travel in Navadvip, this beautiful city. Navadvip is famous. If you take, for example, Professor Ingalls's book on logic for the university, you will find that he speaks about Navadvip. It was like Oxford of that century. It was 15th century. It was the seat for logic. Not just logic, Nyaya, but Navya Nyaya. It was, if you read that Dr. Ingalls' book on Navya Nyaya, my God, you need to be a professor to figure out this very advanced logic. Very advanced logic. So that was studied and taught in Navadvip. So he mentions Navadvip and he mentions Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarabhauma. Of course, this book was written... actually, somebody told me who... I think Niranjana Swami told me that he came to the temple, this Dr. Ingalls. He had some connection with devotees. So in that book he writes that, okay, there was one big logician, Raghunath, there was one big logician, Sarvabhauma, but Sarvabhauma was not so big, so great, because he was defeated by Chaitanya. Nimai Pandit, that's the name. Nimai Pandit. He was called Nimai by his family, and Pandit means the scholar. I mean, Pandit is a name that already is present in every language. You all know what's a pundit, right? Pundit. If you know how to use computer, they call you a pundit. Right? Nowadays. So at the end of this chapter, about Nimai Pandit, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami writes that anybody who... where is it? Just a second. Yes. Jai Jai Amshakohe Sune Seidanya Achire Milibetare Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Ajay Prabhu probably already knows what it means. Jai Jai Amshakohe Sune Seidanya Achire Milibetare Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So anyone who describes or hears any part of this elaborate subject of these pastimes, he says, Seidhanya. He's very fortunate. So here it says, will very soon receive the causeless mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Would you like to get causeless mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And very soon also. So that's the result of describing or hearing any part of these pastimes. So there are different pastimes Nimai Pandit performed in Navadvip. Somehow this section that I want to speak about today is very attractive to me. And when Niranjan Swami was asked which pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does he like, he also pointed to one pastime from the later section here about Kolavecha Shidhar. Kolavecha Shidhar. So Nimai Pandit, he was a great scholar. At 16 years of age, he already had a wonderful school. Every day, 10, 20 students were coming to enroll in his school to study grammar from him. And so this particular incarnation of Krishna, or this form of Krishna, or Radha Krishna, he enjoys the pastimes of a scholar, of a professor from 16 years of age, Nimai Pandit. I remember some years ago I was in the Himalayas, and we went to, with Madan Gopal from Krain, actually, you know. Yes, there's something special about Slovenia. And we went, Badrinath is already very high. You have, in the whole Badrinath, I remember there's only one tree that you can see because it's above 3,500 meters. 3,500 meters, that's already rare. If you climb a little bit, there is no grass even growing, it's just stones, about 4,000 meters. I remember down in Vrindavan, it was 50 degrees above zero Celsius. And up there, we just entered, and it's so amazing. You go from Joshimat, there is a Ganga crossing, and then a little narrow road, and then you just enter. It's called Valley of Gods. And you can see on left and right, huge mountains are standing like guards, looking at you. Where are you going? What do you want to do? And where are you going? You're going to the Lord. What do you want to do? Give up your false ego. So you, this little bus at the bottom of this valley near the river, with these huge mountains looking at you, you're going, you know, going forward, 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 forward. And then at the end, you see huge mountain like a castle. And then you zigzag up, 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 up. And then you enter that higher valley. And down there, there is sun and hot. And up there, peaceful snowflakes are flying in the air. And it's cool and clear. And two serene mountains, Nara and Narayana, are standing there. And you feel it's a different world. It's not part of this material world. It is a dham. It's not just a holy place, it's a dham. So it's part of different nature. And so with Madan Gopal, he had friends there in one Sri Sampradaya temple. So we got placed there. And then, nice prasadam, Mahaprasadam. And then one of the days we climbed this mountain on the left, Narayan. And then we were climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing, and then after the grass is finished, then we saw a hut. And then we went to this hut, and there was a peaceful yogi sitting there looking at the sun. So we decided to talk to him. So we came and we talked to him. It was interesting. And so we asked something from him. I asked something from him. And then he asked something from us. He said, so what are you doing? We said, we are Hare Krishnas. We are chanting Hare Krishna. And then as soon as he heard this, he started singing. Bajo Goranga, Kaho Goranga, Laho Gorangera Namare, Jejana Goranga Baje, Sehoyamar Pranare. It's a beautiful bhajan saying, everybody please say the name of Goranga. Please worship Goranga. Whoever worships Goranga is more dear to me than life. That's actually a song by Nityananda Prabhu, who is another form of the Lord. So he immediately sang this, showing that he knows what's Hare Krishna, who opened the treasure of the Hare Krishna to the whole world. And then he asked, do you know how did they call Goranga and Chaitanya at home? So Goranga, Gorahari, he said, Nimai. Nimai Pandit. That's what they called him. And yes, Nimai. Nimai Pandit, that's the home name for Goranga Mahaprabhu. You know, in some religions, it's considered to be a unique privilege to know the name of God. So you are all highly privileged. You know not only the name of God, you know his home name. What do they call him at home? Nimai. Nimai, Goranga, Chaitanya, Krishna, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya. He performed many pastimes. So in Navadvip, after teaching, so he was teaching the first half of the day, and then in the second half, then he would take prasadam, and Lakshmi Priya would, take a little rest. Lakshmi Priya would massage his lotus feet, and then he would go to Navadvip. And this is a very interesting section. What happened there as he was traveling in Navadvip? So first, he went to a house of Tantuvaya. That means kroyach. It means somebody who makes clothes. So he was just passing there, and then this Tantuvaya, this tailor or weaver, Kroyaj, he said, can I give something to you? He offered his respects to Nimai Pandit, and Nimai Pandit said, okay, can you please show me what good clothes you have? Yes, actually, if you ever shopped in India, there's an interesting system there, because they bring you something. You tell them, bring me the best. They bring you something. And you see, it's not the best. Then you say, can you bring me something better? Then they bring you something better. You say, no, even better than this. They say, oh, really? You want better than this? Okay. Then they bring you something better than this. And you have to actually keep asking until you get what you want. If you just say best, they bring you something, you know, which is not the best. Because, you know, everything is best what they have, right? Best is where they start. If you want better, then you know, have to keep asking. Actually. Yeah, it may take some years there to understand this. And, yes, and there you can often see that, in fact, for them this is more of a game, you know. To sell things, it's a game. And it's interesting how they are not really attached to selling things to you, but this is a yoga, karma yoga for them. So this weaver, this tailor, he brought actually some very good clothes. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, he liked this piece of cloth, so he is asking him, okay, how much is this? And what does the tailor tell him? The tailor tells him, give me whatever you like. Actually, even today you can hear something like this, yeah? Very often. Especially if somebody is friendly to you, they will say, okay, what do you want to give? Just give what you want. And then if you don't know the price, then you know, you give sometimes either too much or too little. If you give too much, that's okay. They can give you back something also that happens. Yeah, that's my experience sometimes. Many times in India, you know. Actually, this was my first experience in Vrindavan, you know, when I was buying some silver things that devotees asked me to buy for them. So I said, give me this, 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 and this, and this. And I asked, how much is this? How much? I asked the price of everything. And then I, in my mind, put it all together, and it was something like 160 rupees, and that was 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago. And then I asked, so I, you know, I thought I will drive a hard bargain, you know. I know the game. They told me. So I calculated, okay, 160. So I said, will you give it for 125? So he looked, what is this? You know, and then he, this Hira Jewelers, you know, this one with the leg. Yeah. So he looked, he take this. He said, why 125? Take it for 80. I didn't know they can do like this. I was surprised. But it happens a lot there. Every time I understand, Adipurusha, why are you so miserly? You know, if they, you know, if they are friendly, there's no problem. So he says, give whatever you like. So then the Lord said, oh, I don't have any money with me. And the tailor said, no problem. You can give me after 10 days, or you can give me after 15 days, or you can give me any time later. No problem. Actually, even until today, they can do like this. Yes, it's not a... If you ask a taxi driver to bring you from the airport, it doesn't matter when you give, you know, can give after 1 month, or, you know, it's no problem. Even today, they do like this. So this is the first one, the tailor. So then, yeah, he says, you just take this cloth, please take this cloth, and happily wear it. Happily wear it. You can pay me whenever you please. whenever you please. So the Lord, what does the Lord do? He, Shubha Drishti Kori, mercifully looks at him. He looks at him with mercy. Would you like to get one merciful glance of Gauranga? Actually, yes, there's a poem, there's a verse about one merciful glance of Gauranga. It says, if Gauranga looks at you one time with mercy, then Vishvam Purna Sukhayate, this whole universe becomes filled with happiness for you. And the rulers of the higher planets, like Indra and even Brahma, for you. You don't care even about Brahma because you are so happy that heavenly planets and even Brahman effulgence, liberation in this impersonal effulgence is like hell for you. You are so happy. Somebody said happy, yeah? That's a good recipe for happiness. Get one good, merciful glance of Gauranga. You will have a chance after 10 minutes. Actually, even now, he can look through the curtain. Yeah? We can't see him, but he can see us, you know? This curtain is not for him, it's for us. Yes, so then Mahaprabhu looks at him once with mercy, and he continues. So then he goes to some cowherd man and asks them to bring him some yogurt. You know, when it's hot, it's also a favorite pastime of devotees when they go to India to take lassi. Yeah? And there is a big Ayurveda chapter about glories of lassi. Lassi is yogurt mixed with water. It is so healthy, so healthy. Even modern medicine says if you take yogurt, you get friendly bacteria in your gut. They say your immunity is dependent on your gut. You got there 4 billion friendly bacteria. Normally. So anytime you feel lonely, you can think of that. Yeah, so he's asking for yogurt. And they say, why yogurt? Please take some rice. Please take some sweets. And you are like uncle for us. Dada. And do you remember you already ate rice in our house? They joke. They say, oh, your uncle, don't you remember you ate rice in our house? And Gauranga Nimai Pandit laughs because actually it did happen, but in his previous incarnation. When he was Gopal, Govinda Krishna, so he ate rice in the houses of these cowherd men. Anyway, so he ate, he was happy. So they offered him milk, ghee, yogurt, cream, and butter. Hare Krishna. I don't know if you, how you can eat all of this together, but... yes, and when it says butter, it's yogurt butter. It's not the butter we know, not the butter made from cream, but butter made from yogurt. So it's special. If you go to Vrindavan in Kartik, they distribute this misri makan, this butter from yogurt with rock candy, rock sugar, sugar crystals, and celebrating this lila of Krishna stealing butter. Makan sure. Thank you. Yes, I was. That was to wake everybody up. Hare Krishna. So he was happy with them, and then he went to the house of a perfume merchant. Perfumes. And he said, "Oh brother, bring me some of your best perfume." And he immediately brought some of his best perfume. In fact, perfume means oil. Yeah. And oil, I remember from school that, for example, rose oil is more expensive than gold. Yes. And I remember I went once to Sugandlok, Rakesh and Krishnapad Sarkar. Yeah? No? No? So they, actually originally they were selling oil, but now they are selling medicine. So I asked them, do you have aguru oil? Because they say that Krishna's body has the aroma of aguru. And they said, yeah. And they gave me a little bottle saying aguru oil. Chemical. Artificial. And it costed something ridiculous, like 7 rupees. So I looked at this and I said, do you have natural? He said, well, natural I can get if you want. I have to order. So I said, okay, how much will be the natural one for such a bottle? He looked and said, well, approximately 1 lakh rupees. 100,000 rupees. $2,000. €2,000. What? 7 rupees? And, you know, 1 lakh? And so, yeah, natural. Yeah, whatever you wish, you know. We can give you this, we can give you that. Of course, not many buyers for the natural one. Not many customers, so they don't keep normally. But they can get, if you want. So he brought some of the best for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you can get an idea, you know, what does it involve. You can read about it. This is what Gadadhar Pandit and Jagadananda, I think Jagadananda, yeah, he brought for Gauranga in Jagannath Puri, this oil, special oil. So here, this perfume merchant, he brings his best perfume, and Sri Shachinandana, he's asking, what is the price? You know, if it costs 2,000 euros, you better know the price, right? So the merchant replied, Tumi jana mahashai tomastane mulya kinite yuktahoi. He says, O Lord, Mahashai, is it good for me to take money from you? Then he says, okay, you know, you take this oil home and then you put it on your body, and if after taking bath tomorrow you still like the aroma, then you can bring me some money, whatever you want. And he himself happily dabbed, he applied this perfume to the Lord's body. Would you like to perfume the Lord's body? Maybe his forehead or his hand? You can, you know. Like, for example, when you serve on the altar. Of course, it's recommended you get the first and the second initiation for that. But you can. His mercy. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that the Lord is the super soul, he's the super soul in everybody's heart. And therefore he attracts the mind of everybody. So who is not attracted by seeing the Lord? So therefore he, Vishvambara, another name, bestowed his mercy on the merchant and went on, continued on the on to the house of a florist. Florist. It's you're a florist, no? Yes. So you can meditate on this. He went on to the florist. When the florist saw Nimai's most wonderful form, he immediately offered respects, offered him a place to sit. And then the Lord said, "Oh florist, I would like a nice garland. But I got no money on me." And the florist just looked at Nimai, and just by seeing him, he could recognize that he is a transcendental personality. So therefore, he gave him the garland, and he said, "You don't need to pay." And can see the garlands, huh? And Nimai Pandit mercifully smiled at the florist. So then Nimai went to this pan seller, betel nut seller, betel nut merchant. So betel is a palm. It's similar to noce muscato, nutmeg. So it's oftentimes taken to refresh the mouth for better digestion, although it does have a little, slight intoxicating effect. Could, if you take it. So we don't usually take it. But it's a custom in India, especially after taking prasad. And in many of our temples, we offer this to Radha Krishna deities. Of course, then because devotees don't take, then this Mahaprasad they give back to some, I know in Sweden they would give to some pharmacy shops and to, and some Indian restaurant, I think. Because devotees don't eat betel. So he saw Nimai, and he saw that Nimai is more enchanting than God of love. So therefore, he immediately touched the feet of Nimai Pandit, offered him a place to sit, and then he said, "It's my great fortune that you came." And he offered, you know, they cut this betel nut in small slices, they add some other spices sometimes, cardamom or something else, and they wrap it beautifully in a leaf, which also is fragrant. And he said, "Please take, it's like the royal edition of chewing gum." Because we don't have any, chewing gum, okay, something is, you know, we can relate. They do advertise chewing gum as, it's good for the health of your teeth. You know? Did you see this on chewing gums? They write it nowadays. At least in India, I don't know, here I think also, no? So that's the royal edition of that. So he gave him, and the Lord said, "Why do you give me this bilnat, tambula, without any money?" And the merchant says, "Something from the heart inspired me to do that." So when the Lord heard these words, what did he do? He smiled at this merchant. Would you like to have a smile of Gauranga? It's possible to get. So pastimes like this are discussed. Then he went to the house of a conch merchant. You know, this conch. And he said, "I could use some good conch, but I don't have money with me." So this merchant immediately took his best conch, placed it in the hand of Nimai Pandit, and said, "Please take this conch. And if you want later, you can pay or not pay, doesn't matter. Just take it." So pleased by the words of the conch merchant, the Lord glanced mercifully on him and departed. In this way, the Lord visited every house in Navadvip. Would you like to live in Navadvip? As Gauranga's neighbor. Or, his resident of the same city. So there are many stories like this. And we've just mentioned it. Whenever you meditate, whenever you speak or hear, you will quickly receive mercy. You will receive mercy of Gauranga very soon. And they demonstrate something interesting. We want to give to Gauranga. You want to give to Krishna. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, it's a request to take our service, to give us service. Because this is a connection. And this is the biggest mercy. Because this you can always give, you can always serve. And this is unique, it's pure. And it makes you happy immediately. When you get something, you can become happy for some time. But when you give something, you can be happy forever. Do you remember pleasing somebody or giving something nice to somebody? Do you remember, you know, giving some gifts to somebody? Okay. It's interesting that most people who raise their hands are smiling. It looks like a good memory. It looks like a good memory. So, we can do this for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is very merciful. He's coming, he's giving us unlimited mercy, and he can give more. And he is also kind enough to take. He's actually giving, he is giving a request. He's saying, the whole universe, everybody, please give me the charity. He and Nityananda, they say, please give me the charity of chanting the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna. So when you do this, you are doing, you are giving him something that he's asking. And then you are connected. That's yoga. That's connection. And this is what we can do now when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Gauranga! Nityananda! Hare Krishna. It's an excellent week to meditate on Gauranga. And any quick question, comment, point? Or are you all already completely satisfied? Or eager to chant? Okay, so let's... Yes?
When can we expect the next reincarnation of Gauranga?
Yes, it's scheduled. The schedule is known. The next incarnation of the Lord is scheduled to come after 427,000 years. It's the end of Chaturyuga. And he will come on a white horse with a flaming sword to finish this circus, for this. Saying, enough is enough. 427,000 years. Yeah. So those who predict the end of the world earlier, they don't know the exact schedule, according to the Bhagavatam. This circus is still going on for some time. But for the next 10,000 years, it's a little mini golden age where Gauranga is present as the holy name. He's present as the holy name with devotees. It's a pause in Kali Yuga. It's a mini golden age, Satya Yuga. So many, it's unfolding. In fact, you can see there is a shift in the world since his appearance. It's a separate topic. Yeah. But yeah, and otherwise it's, he and Krishna, the original form, they come once in Brahma's day, which is, so Brahma's life, the existence of our universe, one universe, is 311 trillion years, which is officially the Guinness record for time units. If you look at the Guinness Book of Records, you will find this there. But you have to look at the later edition, because in the older editions they had one Day of Brahma in the 80s, which is one Day of Brahma is four billion years, right? 4 billion years. So that's why I'm saying it's a great fortune that we have been born now, which is just 529 years after him and about 5,000 years after Krishna, which is still fresh, so we can be here, right? Because in other days, it's hidden. It's a very big secret what he gives. Anarpita charim shirat, this is the prayer. You have come to give a very rare treasure which has not been given in a long, long time. So we are very fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Panchakalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindrubhyascha patitanam pavanevyo.